joined in the media center by our pro stock number one qualifier, Jed Coughlin Jr., who had a 6.612 at 208.46 miles per hour in the lone qualifying session. Obviously, not nearly as much data as you usually have going into race day. So what kind of challenges does that present to you going into tomorrow?
Well, I don't know that it presents a whole lot of challenges. I mean, our engineers and crew chiefs and teams have traversed a lot of different conditions just throughout the 2018 season. The track being a fresh track, we'd certainly like to be down it a couple more times. But, the Baders did a great job with the surface. It's very smooth. Obviously, the rubber is going to continue to get better and better as probably the weekend continues. So, the forecast looks good for tomorrow, and we'd love nothing more than to fine-tune over four rounds. But there's 15 others out there in pro stock that would like to not see that happen. But I feel pretty good about it. Ricky Jones and the entire Elite Performance crew has done a great job in the one run we had preparing for it. It was a bit of a crapshoot. We just came, we're on the heels of a four-race stretch. Coming off of Bristol, I had a great win there, and but quite a bit different conditions coming in here. A lot of resets on the way they run the chassis in the car, and we were probably the closest out of all 16 or out of all 19 cars that ran, and ended up here number one, which is our first number one of the 18 season, and feels fantastic.
Went through a little stretch there where you're having some trouble getting to the winner's circle. Now all of a sudden, three in a row. Can you explain what the magic is?
Well, I mean, we've certainly made some transitions within the camp. It's not been a secret that we've changed chassis, and that's just almost been like a light switch as far as the car being performance-wise more predictable. And the first three or four races, we knew we had a fast race car, and just things weren't going our way, either from behind the wheel or some of the calls we were making, but we win as a team, and we also go down as a team. So we've stayed together and weathered some storms, and it feels really nice to see that reward and finding ourselves to the winner's circle. In Chicago a couple of weeks ago was, I've been fortunate to this point to win 79 national events in my career, and I can honestly say, almost without a shadow of a doubt, that felt like one of my first ever wins, and because of how special it was with the team that I'm with. It's our first win together with the yellow and black car, and I think everybody was as excited as I was, and then to transition a couple more races, two races later, and to get another win over Father's Day was very special as well. So, yes, we've turned the corner. Our performance is really, really stout right now. The number one qualifying effort today certainly continues that momentum for us, but we've got a lot of work to do, and the field is very tough right now, so we'll just do what we do, remain on our best behavior, drive aggressively, and have a fast race car sliding down the 1320.
That was Jack's 24th of his career and second here at the track.
Beautiful.
Compare this new surface to the new surface you just were on 2 weeks ago in Virginia.
Yeah, I'd say it's pretty similar. I mean, the major difference, in the difference between Richmond and here is certainly just the atmospheric conditions. They probably had a little more running on the Virginia surface going into the event than maybe here. But, again, we only had one run to really get down the racetrack. And like I said earlier, the team did a fantastic job. The car was on a really nice run that made just a little move coming out of the hole. Got it into second gear, third gear, and made a little move out there about third gear. But after that, it cleaned up real nice and was obviously to the pack, was the most efficient run. So, but in comparing the surfaces, I'd say they're very, very comparable. And I think, the Baders are commended for the efforts they've put forth here.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Yep.